Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and I'm here. It's a Tuesday afternoon in beautiful Southern California. It's not as hot as it's been. Well, maybe it will be. I don't know. It was warm yesterday. It was like 90 Fahrenheit. Today it's 86. Oh, that's about as high as we're going to go. So that's a good thing. So this is your weather forecast from the greater Los Angeles area. Actually, I'm about 10 miles north of Los Angeles, 15, somewhere downtown. And it's always about 5 to 10 degrees hotter here. Oh, wait a minute. My little weather thing says we might get rain on Sunday and Monday. Oh, that's the strangest thing going. Okay, that's weird. Okay, it's climate change. It's climate change. Really, seriously, it's climate change. Okay, how's everybody today? Hope you're having a great day. What we're going to do today is, well, I started the theme yesterday and I'll carry it through tomorrow and I'll be off Thursday and Friday. I might do a weekend show. So I'm thinking maybe Sunday morning here, I'll do a show. So just to be do something different and, you know, make up for not being here Thursday and Friday. Well, a Sunday show would be, yeah, it would be fun to do that. So what are we doing today? We're talking to dead people. That's what I wanted to do. I kind of started the theme yesterday is about let's talk to dead people. Let's see if there's any ancestors or family members that have a message for you. And I kind of like to kick into this whole idea of maybe there's a famous person or two out there that you'd like to get a message from. Somebody that's lived and, you know, had a lifetime as something that was well known. I seem to get a lot of musicians. Is that the word? Musicians, not magicians. I guess I could get him. Harry Houdini. No, I'm not. I haven't talked to Harry Houdini ever. So I don't plan on talking to Harry Houdini that I know of. But I wanted to share a couple things. We'll get into that. I have an Abraham quote. I have an article from Pam Grout, which is one of my favorite authors. It's about manifesting. I know we talked about manifesting yesterday, but, you know, relationships are something that people want to manifest also. So maybe there's a little tip in that about manifesting and trusting in the universe in manifesting a relationship. Good idea. And we'll talk about the questions or the articles I had were 10 essential secrets to making a relationship work. That's a cool idea, isn't it? How to make them work. And the other one is 8 ways to make your relationship work better. So this one's from Psychology Today, a bunch of brainiacs talking about it. And then the other article is more of on a metaphysical theme. It's from Mind Body Green. I don't know what Monica Park, something like that. What is Monica's background? I'm just kind of babbling a little bit. Nope, I don't know it. Okay. No, she's a School of Love in New York City and receive a free copy of Stitch Up a Primer for Healing Heartache. Ooh, so that's what her background, writer. I don't know if she's a therapist or not, doesn't say, but that's okay. I posted a couple things in the chat room. I've got my website up there, which you can go to and you can contact me, or my phone number, which you can contact me. And as I mentioned yesterday, this is the little promo thing that I do. I've been doing a psychic line, and the psychic line is 99 cents a minute. But hey, 99 cents a minute, $99 a minute? No, not 90. That would be kind of an interesting. That would be like a very expensive psychic kind of person, right? $99 a minute. So I offer a dollar a minute because dollar a minute is easier number or nice rounding number. Okay. And so you can go to my website or you can call me or you can connect with me through Facebook or you can email me through this particular site. Oh, lots of different ways. If you're interested in that sort of thing, we can talk to your ancestors, all those dead people, or we can look into your relationship. I seem to get relationship issues a lot, you know, from doing this for like 25 years. It's always about money or relationships. I think it would be probably 60-40 in favor of relationships. And I was just chatting with somebody recently about that, and they're asking me how a relationship works and how they work, and that you need to have that discussion at some point about, are we in a relationship? Where is it going? Where is this going? Relationship talk, right? And as I was mentioning in my chat, that sometimes, wait a minute, how come I put the Blog Talk Radio site here? I don't know. I just did that out of routine, I guess. Whatever. Okay. So, no, I've talked to people that have been dating. Okay. Let's just use the word dating for over a year, and they've never had that, where are we going with this relationship talk? Do you find that a little strange? I find that a little strange, don't you? After a year, the books will tell you, and I know I'm going off on a stream of consciousness here for a moment, but it's interesting because I've been reading about this for a long time and studying for a long time on this subject. And it's usually men. Now, this is typically men will know anywhere within 3 to 6 months if they want to marry or have a committed relationship with a woman. Okay, so yeah, usually within 3 to 6 months. So anything that drags on after that 6 month period, you kind of wonder why the person's in it. You kind of wonder, right? So, what are we going to get back to? So, we're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk to dead people. So, if you want to talk to a dead person, whether a family member, you want some information, they can always guide you. They love to help you. They really do love to help you and give you the information that you would ask a psychic for. Your family members know you better than, some spirit guides, right? Yeah, obviously. Obviously. So let's talk to them. Or if you want to talk to a famous person, you want to get a message from somebody that was well known. Yesterday, I kind of left that open to see what I would get. And, even I've been doing this for a long time and actually been talking to dead people for not that long, but for a while now. I'm not really in the medium business per se. But I first got to connect with relatively well-known people first before I talked to people's family members. And so that was where I kind of went. So yesterday I had the really strong feeling that I was talking to George Carlin, or he was giving me messages. I wasn't really talking to him, but he was giving me messages. I kind of hear things, and he gave me the letters GC, and he talked about comedy and all that stuff. And I had a real feeling, I got this picture in my head of George Carlin doing a routine. So I'm assuming it was him talking about us taking life too seriously. All about that. All about we take life way too seriously. What's that joke? You're not going to get out of here alive. You're going to go into another form at some point or another. So we'll do that. That's part of the show. The other part is all about relationships and how to make relationships work better. A couple other articles. I always drag some articles out I think are fun and interesting that aren't even necessarily tied into the topic, but I try to twist them into the topic somehow, some way. One about dogs. Why we should own a dog. Now, that's a relationship, isn't it? A dog? Doesn't a dog bring something into a relationship? Does mine, but yeah, sometimes it'll drive people out of a relationship. I had a caller, but they disappeared because they thought he's just going to ramble on for the next 30 minutes. So call in. Let's talk to some dead people. See what they have to say to you today about what's going on in your life. And then we'll talk about relationships. Two different subjects. But it's interesting when I get messages from relatives, and I'll take the caller. You just hang in there about a minute more and I'll be with you. It's interesting when I talk to relatives, your ancestors, about relationships, they have opinions. Sometimes it's not the most favorable opinion about your relationship. You know, they're quick to say, get out of the relationship, leave it alone, don't go there. They're opinionated, of course. Okay, so let me take a call, then we'll talk about that. We'll talk about dogs a little bit more, maybe, if we have time, whatever else pops in, if any famous people want to talk to us. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
So what's up? What's on your mind?
Oh, I didn't have a question, really. I just wanted to see if you have any messages from Spirit for me today.
Spirit. Okay, we're gonna tune into dead people, okay? Which would be like an ancestor of yours of some kind. Let's see if they come through. If they want to talk to you, they want to give you anything, right?
Yes.
Let me see. Let me see if I can get something. Mother side of the family, male energy, back three generations, probably great-grandfather or something like that. Okay? Mother side of the family. So I don't get names, so don't worry about it. Don't ask me for a name. They don't give me names. Okay, but that's the identity. Feisty individual is what I get. He was a feisty individual. He's interested in you at some level. He's really interested in you. He's holding you to the fire. And that means he's holding and expecting you to accomplish great things in your life. That it's like your family in the non-physical world is expecting you to do great things. Not no pressure here. Absolutely no pressure, right? Yeah, no pressure at all. But they're expecting you to do great things. So realize that that's kind of your destiny is to go. I don't know what aspect of your life this is going to be in. But that's your destiny to do great things, to achieve a level of success that far exceeds whatever you expected to exceed in your life. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you ready to do this?
Yes. Yes.
Huh? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna exceed in?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Let me see what he has to say about that. Don't waste too much time thinking about it, or you'll miss you by, and then you'll have to wait for the next time around. So, not lifetime, but in this lifetime. So it'll come up shortly. Whatever that is for you to achieve and get will come up shortly. So you need to recognize it and grab onto it and run with it. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's time. Are you creative at all? Are you a very creative
Not
person?
Really, I don't think so.
Really? What do you do? When you were a child, what did you want to do? What did you play at? What did you like to play with? What kind of games, what kind of activities did you play?
Really, I loved board games. Like Monopoly and
You're a business leader, huh?
Yeah.
You wanna control the world, huh?
Yes, I do. I would love to do that.
Okay, so that's the kind of so you need to be in management of some kind or an entrepreneur of some kind, right?
Yes.
Well, go for it. What are you waiting for?
Okay, well that helps. That gave me an idea.
Because if you were interested in games, and games is about winning, games is about controlling, games is about achieving something, you know, yeah, it's winning, really, right? Isn't it winning?
Uh-huh.
Usually people, if you like Monopoly, you like making money some level, right?
Yeah.
So pick an industry that you want to be successful in. Pick an industry that you want to be successful in, something that you're interested in, okay? And go for it.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you're not interested in the industry, whatever that might be, you won't be successful. You'd be bored quickly.
Yeah.
So pick an industry that you really – I'm not sure what that is, and they're not telling me. The only word I get is fashion, but that could be a lot of different things. Okay? It's not that you necessarily make it, but you market it and sell it. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yes.
You don't have to be making anything, but you can market it and sell it. Okay?
Yes, got it.
Okay, so let that rattle around in your brain for a while and see if that feels comfortable to you, and go for it.
Okay. All right.
He's
well, thank you so much.
Whoever this was, great grandfather, mother's side of the family is pushing you out the door, trying to push you out the door. Okay, you got to go do
okay.
it. You just got to go do it.
All right.
Got it? They're expecting you to be successful.
Okay.
Nothing less is accepted. That's pretty heavy stuff. That's a lot to contemplate, isn't it?
Yes.
But you can do it. So go for it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So we're going to talk about relationships. So that isn't really a relationship issue, is it? But hey, it works, right? That's talking to dead people more than it's talking to dead people. So any famous person that you wanted to hear from today, any famous person that you wanted to try to connect with, I'll give you that opportunity. Even if you're in a chat room, you just give me a name and we'll see what they have to say. But it has to be pretty well known. So let's talk about relationships. Okay, got 28 minutes left in the show. And we'll go into a couple articles. Let's do the lighter version, then we'll do the heavier version. We should start with the lighter one from Mind Body Green. 10 essential secrets to making a relationship work. Now, if you're not in a relationship, it's okay because you want to be in one. Most people want to be in a relationship, right? And the lady who wrote this, Monica Parrea. Okay, I can't even pronounce her name. She's an attorney, a writer, and a dating coach who aims to empower women to their best selves and attract healthy, rewarding love. That sounds like a person you'd want to listen to, right? I don't know about, now look, she's got this whole thing going. She's going to help women get into a relationship and stay in a relationship. And if it doesn't work, she can be their divorce attorney. It's kind of a good gig if you can get it, right? It starts off with, regardless of whether you're in a 50-day or 50-year relationship, there are some tips to create healthy and realistic love. I like that, realistic versus unrealistic love, right? Accept conflict as normal. How many people go into relationships with rose-colored glasses? Well, it's going to be perfect and we're going to get along. You know, you ever hear the couple, well, we never fight. Yeah, right, sure. that's an interesting one. We never fight. Perfection only exists in Hollywood. Disagreements happen unless you're embroiled in a severe problem. Unfaithfulness, abuse, addictions, legal problems, or violence. Don't throw away a relationship because you've hit a rough patch. Trust and commitment deepen as you travel through the storms together. Isn't that an issue in our society that first bit of trouble, people want to throw it away, don't want to work through it? I don't want to work through this. I mean, she mentions is the unfaithfulness and abuse and addictions. Those are the biggies, right? Legal problems, you know. Your husband robbed a bank. That might be a reason for, you know, your wife is, whatever, right? Serial killer. That just might cause a relationship to go under. But other than that, or violence, I guess abuse and violence are pretty close. Well, we won't deal too much more into that. But, you know, you got the point. A lot of that stuff, the disagreements, you know, I always believe that differences in a relationship can make a relationship stronger instead of weaker. That if you honor the differences, I had a relationship that broke up over differences, even though we were told by a therapist, counselor, honor your differences, celebrate your differences, because differences can make a relationship stronger. Oh, I was going to mention before I go any further, stop. And in the chat room, I put a link to a YouTube video, and it's a few days old, this video. It's from Jimmy Kimmel, and it's a heartfelt introduction to his show where he talks about his son having just born, just like fresh out, right, having to have open heart surgery. And it was a very touching 13 minutes talking about the whole procedure and his appreciation for all the doctors and appreciation for this and appreciation for that. It's a very touching video. And if you don't watch his show at all, you get a really insight into the man. He has two children now. He has this one that's probably about a month old now or less, and a 2.5-year-old daughter. But it's his son that went through all this. It's a really touching video. So if you get a chance to watch it, if you can click it or copy it, look it up on YouTube, it's worth watching. It really is. It's a very heartfelt. In the very end, he talks about health insurance. And it kind of a little bit of rah-rah for the Affordable Care Act and the benefit it has for people. So you can look at that. Okay, back to the article. Back to relationships. Well, let me check if somebody wants to talk to me. Okay, so we're back to the article. Grow yourself up emotionally. That's the next point, making a healthy relationship. Grow yourself up emotionally. Many people behave in a dysfunctional manner. What you consider normal behavior might actually be destructive to yourself or others. If you're confused as to whether your behavior is emotionally mature, ask yourself, am I enjoying fulfilling intimate relationships? Am I feeling vibrant and healthy? Am I living my life with purpose and meaning? If the answer is no, be brave, face your issues. Talk with a skilled therapist, pastor, or counselor. I would add to that, part of emotional maturity, the ability to be emotionally mature, is to be vulnerable. To open yourself up to your emotions and feelings in a relationship or situations, not being afraid of what the response would be, being self-confident and mature within yourself to, okay, you think that, that's fine, that's your opinion. But so being vulnerable, opening yourself up in a relationship. And I was chatting with that person earlier today, and it was about, a lot of times, you know, people won't be vulnerable. They won't put it out there that I want to be in a committed relationship with you. I want to be your boyfriend or girlfriend. I want to move forward in a relationship. I want to go to the next level. They're afraid to be vulnerable. So emotional maturity, as far as I'm concerned, this is my opinion, has a lot to do with vulnerability, being vulnerable, not being afraid to being wounded or shamed or any of that. And it's a little bit of trust too, because when you start to develop into a relationship, there needs to be a level of trust so that you can be vulnerable. It's hard sometimes. It really is. And I think most of us would agree that it's not easy sometimes. But you can work your way into it. You can ease yourself into that vulnerability with somebody. So I like their questions, but I would add to that. Okay, you need to be vulnerable. You need to be open. You need to be willing to talk and open your emotions to that partner. Men, too. In your own way, you need to do that. You really need to do that. This is for men. You really need to be vulnerable in a relationship with somebody. This is not your next door neighbor. This is not the mailman. This is a person you have committed or want to commit a lifetime with, years with, months with. So you need to be open, and you need to put your cards on the table. Okay, I only want this, or I only want that, right? I'm only into this for this, whatever that is. Be vulnerable. If your partner's not agreeing to that, then maybe you can work on it, or maybe you need to not stay in that relationship. Okay, take or give space is the next point that they make. Partners may choose to separate either physically or emotionally while they work on their own individual issues. Healing childhood wounds is difficult enough without having to be accountable to a partner. If your partner asks for space, give him or her the world. Stop all stalking, peering at Facebook, driving by his work or her work, or asking friends for information. Isn't that kind of, yeah, you got a little rough patch going and you're in a relationship and you're starting to date somebody and it's, and all of a sudden they say, I need a little space. So what's the, you know, it's funny. And people to me about this, and they present it from both sides. Well, I'm going to stalk. They don't say it that way, but I'm going to stalk. Or that person's stalking me. What do you think? What are they doing? Why are they doing it? Well, there's an insecurity there, isn't it? They're not willing to give space to that person. What do you think? They're not willing to give space. So stop obsessing about everyone else's life except your own. Yeah, we all have our own issues and problems. So stop obsessing about the other person. I know that's not easy always. Yeah, really, seriously, it's not. You want to be in this relationship. Sometimes you wonder, well, does that mean that they really, you know, they really want space or they just want to leave their relationship? So from the perspective of the person who is asking for space, you need to present it in a way that they understand that this is just not an excuse for leaving, and that you don't have the, not willing enough to be vulnerable enough and say, this is not working. I don't want to be in this relationship. You have to be there. You have to go there. You can't just say, I want space and hopefully it'll go away, right? Oh, I want space. I've heard that before. I want space, which is like a euphemism for, I want this to end, but I can't tell you because I can't be open and vulnerable about telling you it's going to end. I want it to end. So be honest. Honesty is really important for asking for space, right? It's like, okay, I really need space. I need to work on me. I'm really honest and open with you. I want us to work together at some point in the near future, but let me finish some of my own personal issues that I'm dragging into this relationship that I think will hurt the relationship. So I need to work on me. And then let's get back together. And I would add to this, see here, editorializing, right? Give it a time frame. Don't make this open-ended, I need space, and it's going to go on for months or years or decades, right? No, I need about a week. You know, I need about a week. Let's get back together in about a week, in 7 days. Let's get back on next Sunday, and let's talk about this. I'll give you an update where I'm at. Now, that's the fair and honest thing to do if you need space. Let's get back in a few days. Let's get back on Friday. Let's get back on Monday, whatever time frame is involved here, and say, let's just discuss this where I'm at. Then that really helps your partner understand, oh, yeah, okay, you really are working on something, and have a date, you know, go out for coffee or whatever you're going to do. And, you know, if you're living together, that makes it a little more difficult, but you can still say, let's go out to dinner on Friday night and let's talk about where I'm at. But I think most of the time, if you're giving the space thing, you're not a couple living together. But if you are, you can still make that same kind of arrangements. I need a few days just to sort things out, right? Men or women, doesn't matter. So take or give space is the subject. How to work on a relationship. How to make a relationship stronger. But I like the deadline idea a lot. Because even if you're not ready in Friday or whatever day you pick, at least you can admit to it. Hey, I need a few more days. I'm working through it. I think I'm getting there. I appreciate your patience. I appreciate your understanding. But let's get back together on a Wednesday and we'll talk more about it. It gives that feeling of, yeah, you're staying connected. You're not just completely going away. You know? That's the biggest fear. They're just going to take space and just go away. There's a certain honesty in this. Okay, learn to fly solo is the next one. Your happiness resides with you, not a relationship, a job, or a perfect set of circumstances. My most successful clients have an abundance it's a French word. Basically, live and let live, or let it go, or live their own lives. They literally wake up happy no matter the circumstances, including a devastating breakup. Forgo being in a relationship till you learn to be happy with yourself. That's kind of back to that same thing. Don't, okay, let me finish this little article with yourself right now, today, with or without a partner. So happiness resides within you. Don't drag yourself, your unhappiness, into a relationship. Don't think a relationship will fix you. I've heard that, and it's the craziest comment I've ever heard is, oh, if I meet the right man or right woman, I'll be happy. Ooh, ow, sir, no, stop. You got to stop right there. You bring into a relationship where you're at. If you're an unhappy person, you're just going to make the relationship unhappy. Nobody can fix you. That's not their job, to fix you. Never. Absolutely not. So be happy first. You know, it's the law of attraction. If you're happy, you're going to attract a happy person. I know I could go on and on about this, and I know you've heard this 1,000 times, but it's a great reminder, because when I hear it, I go, really? You believe somebody's going to help you be happy? Now, I think the opposite's true. I think if you get into a relationship and they're a miserable, ugly person, you know, just a horrible person, they can create unhappiness. So learn to be happy before you get into a relationship, and it'll be careful about the other person. Don't figure you can fix them either. If they're unhappy and you're a happy person, that's just going to drag you down. Okay, it's along the next point. See, this is all about you going into a relationship or being in a relationship. It's not always about the other person, because you can't change them, right? Absolutely not. I have been there, tried that one, it doesn't work, and they've tried that one on me. I've been in a couple of my ex-wife and a couple other people have tried to change me. I only change because I see the value in changing. You can point out things about a person, but if they're willing to change and they feel it's a benefit to change, they'll do it. If they don't, let it go. Really, not going to change them. Okay, develop an awesome attitude. I'm awesome attitude. I like that. You and only you determine your self-worth. I've seen far too many women curl up in the fetal position and lose their power upon the whims and moods of a man. Ooh, we're back to that, how you're reacting to other people, right? It doesn't matter whether he stays or goes or compliments or criticizes. Your self-esteem, let me read that again. Your self-esteem needs to be like a non-stick cookware. A third-party opinion, regardless of whether it's good or bad, slides right off. Do you take to heart everything that people say to you? Your partner. Well, he doesn't think I'm pretty. Oh, no. You know, like, really, seriously. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm cool. I'm awesome. I like who I am. I love me. Yeah, regardless, you know, talk to the hen because I love me. Go around saying I love me. I love you. I want you guys right now to say I love myself. 10 times. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Stand in front of the mirror and go, I love you. You're an amazing human being. You're incredible. You came into this lifetime to do amazing, wonderful things. I love you. Can you do that? Can you stand in front of the mirror for 30 seconds and say, I love you. You're an amazing human being. You're here in this lifetime to do some really incredible things, to enjoy life and have some fun. I love you. Can you go around? Can you come up with 15 different reasons why you love yourself? I mean, really, 10, 5, at least 5, I guess. We could all come up with 5 reasons why we love ourselves, right? Think about it. Write them down. I love myself because. I love myself because. The more you love yourself, the less you're really concerned about what other people say about you. Isn't that true? Isn't that absolutely true? Think about it. Number 6, take care of your own. This is all about you. It's not about the other person in a relationship. You have to be functioning really well as a human to be in a great relationship. That's basically the point of all this, but let's go through the points. Take care of your own needs. Take care of your own needs, right? You're an adult, not a child. As a result, you call the shots. Need a nap? Take it. Want ice cream? Have some. Want to go to the movies? Enjoy it. In partnership, you can ask the other person to help you meet your needs. But like you, they have their own needs and problems. They may say no. This is not a rejection. Instead, it's an invitation to be self-reliant, to reach out to your community, friends or family for help. And it could be as simple as some of the things that they mentioned too, right? Okay, let me finish the paragraph and I'll go back and talk about that. If you take one person, make one person your end and all be all, they will resent it and so will you. Okay, I want to go for a hike. No, I'd rather not. Oh, what's wrong with me? How come you won't go with me? How come you won't go with a hike of me? I want to go shopping. No, I don't want to go shopping. And then you get this look like, really? You don't want to be with me? No, I'd rather not go shopping. I'd rather watch football. Ooh, you'd rather watch football than be with me? Well, right now, yes. You don't like football and I really want to enjoy the game. We can get together later and do something together, right? I need to take a nap. Take it. I need to take a nap. Well, no, you were going to stay up and you were going to do this thing with me. No, I need to take a nap. Want some ice cream? Have some. No, I don't really want to go get ice cream. Why don't you stay here and we'll do whatever, right? I want to go to see this movie. Well, I don't like that kind of movie. Why don't you stay here and do this with me? Okay? What kind of relationship? You got to take care of your own needs. And it goes both ways, right? I'm going to go do whatever she's going to do, you know, a crafty thing or whatever, or go bowling. She loves to bowl and you don't. You might go sometimes, but yeah, go bowl with your friends. That's okay. I really not. Go play golf with your friends. You know, that's fine. You love to do that. I'm not a big golfer. We don't have to do everything together. Take care of your own needs and don't expect your partner to always want to do it with you or your partner to, or don't be the partner that says, well, you shouldn't do that because I can't get involved. Okay. So that's cool. But great relationships, you have differences of, and you know, isn't that great if you do something on your own and you can come home and you can share what you did. And, you know, I shot a 92 at golf today and I've never broken 95 before. And your wife is listening going, your girlfriend, hey, that's really cool. I'm glad you did have a great day. I'm really glad that you're able to achieve something that you haven't been able to achieve before. And it goes both ways. So that separation can bring a lot of great energy into a relationship. Okay. Communicate boundaries. Ooh, that's a biggie, right? That's huge. Absolutely. I only got about 6 minutes left. I'm going to have to save this article and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. I have a couple of articles. So tomorrow we will get more into relationships and dead people. So tomorrow, if you call in or come to the show, we're going to talk to some dead people that give you messages from the non-physical world, your ancestors or famous people, and we'll talk more about relationships and how to live in a healthy relationship. Well, we'll do number 7 and we'll get into the other ones tomorrow, and then we'll get to use the other article tomorrow. How fun is that, right? Okay, more relationships die from silence than violence. Do you ever bite your tongue until it bled? Did you turn away from bad behavior? Do you nag instead of enforcing consequences? If you acted complicit to keep the peace, you contributed to the inauthenticity of the relationship. Decide to forge a different path. Speak up. Say no. Don't allow anyone to treat you like a doormat. Now, that's just not about women to men. It's men to women too. We both run over each other all the time. We both nag each other about certain things, right? Don't nag. Set up boundaries. Set up expectations. Set up a list. Whatever it takes to have an agreement, right? you know, the expectation is if you come home drunk, continuously come home drunk, you either have a choice. You go to a counselor, you go to AA, or I leave. I know that sometimes that's tough because you can have a violent situation, but if violence ever comes up in this relationship, you know, and if there's tendencies towards it, right, I'm out of here. Now, men have the same issues with a woman, but we, you know, what issues would men, anybody in the chat room, give me one that a man would say to a woman would say to a man? Man would say to a woman is, if you continue to do this, if you continue to ignore me, if you continue to just hang out with your friends and you continue to just, you know, not appreciate anything I do and any of the efforts I do, then I'm out of here. We have to talk about this. We need to go speak to a counselor together. We need to go work together on this of appreciating each other. Not letting yourself be a doormat. And it happens to men all the time, just as much as women, believe it or not. If you keep shopping, I like that one. That's a good one. You know, we have a limited budget. You know, we only make so much money and you're running up the credit card bills. I had a client when I was in the car business. I had a couple that came in, a husband came in, and they wanted to buy a car and they couldn't because his wife, now, and I'm not just picking on women here because men can do exactly the same. She was a home shopping network person, a freak at home. He never set boundaries because he let her run up $300,000 worth of bills. So that's a boundary. I love that one. Yeah, you mentioned you if you keep shopping. Well, you got to set that one first. You need help. You need help. So you need serious help because you've run up $10,000. We're not going any further on this. If you see the tendency in something, you have to stop it right away because, you know, that destroys a life. Running up thousands and thousands of dollars with a credit card bills because a person has an obsessive, addictive personality for shopping, whatever addictive personality it is, right? All you do is exercise. Ooh, that's a biggie. All you do is exercise. All you want to do is go to the gym. We never spend time together. You're obsessed with this. Okay, so the next point is related to this. I don't know if we have time to get to it. But I like that shopping. Very good point about shopping. It could go either way. Men could do exactly the same thing. They could buy all these tools and buy all this stuff and buy it on time and credit. You know, I'm working on my cars, you know, but they've run up this huge bill. And he never comes into the house. He's always in the garage. That's like, wait a minute, time out here. That just isn't working, is it? So you need to communicate, set up boundaries, you know, you really, and I'm not saying people don't need that diversion, you know, to go out in the garage at night for an hour or so and putz around and kind of debrief yourself from the day or go out for a run because you want to de-stress. That's normal. That's very acceptable, right? But to be obsessed on something where you haven't set a boundary in your relationship and it really impedes the development of your relationship. Okay, I'm on a little soapbox here. You got me going on this thing about shopping, which leads to a lot of other things, right? The drinking, the shopping, the obsession, the gambling. Gambling's another big one, right? It could go either way. One of the other could be a gambler. And you can't be codependent and enable somebody to continue doing so. Well, one of these days I'm going to win the big one, right? Yeah, sure. I had a relative that was a gambler. Like $80,000 worth of gambling. That's pretty tough. Yeah. To be bailed. And she was bailed out by a boyfriend. Fortunately, she finally changed. Before she died, she finally changed, which is a really cool thing. She stopped it. She finally learned her lessons about gambling. But in a relationship, you have to set those boundaries early. You know, I'm not staying here. You're going to have to go get help. Okay. I've had fun today. This has been a good show. We'll talk more about relationships tomorrow. We'll talk to some dead people tomorrow. And we'll have some fun. Okay? Love you guys. hopefully this has been helpful. All those people listen to the archive version, hope this has been helpful. And we will speak soon. Bye.